Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tiktan Fit Talmud. Chulin Kuf Chaf Vav, Chulin 126b, pagination is 252. We'll start about midway on the page, midway on the line, Masnisin at the new Mishnah. Beitzas HaSheretz HaMerukemes Tahura. We have the egg of a creepy crawly. Some sort of perhaps rodent, something in the classification of a sheretz in the Torah's definition. And the egg started growing, the embryo was in there, and it died. So the question is, will it have the same status as a dead sheretz? And the answer, the Mishnah rules, is Tahora, that touching the eggshell from the outside with no access to the fleshy part that's inside is not going to conduit tumah. Nikva kol shehu, if however there's a hole, even the slightest amount, so that even a hair can go in and make contact, then tumah, then touching the eggshell will cause tumah to the person. And this is related to what we learned in the last session, that in the case of the sheretz, the eggshell is a shomer. It itself is not tamei, but it's a shomer to the tuma. It's a guard, it's an extension. But the rule is that only if the fleshy part itself is accessible and could theoretically be touched, you don't have to touch it. But if it could theoretically be touched, then the shomer will be a conduit for the tumah. And therefore, even if it's open enough to allow a hair in, then a person could put a hair and make contact with the flesh. That's considered ability to touch it. It's worth mentioning that in a different forum, different discussion, the laws of Basa B'chalav Taruvis, non-kosher and kosher mixtures, an eggshell is porous. If you have an egg and it's boiling with non-kosher, so the contents of the egg become non-kosher. It's not considered some amazing, cannot-penetrate kind of cover. It's only in this context that the question of penetration has to do with touching, and touching has limitations. You can't touch it unless at least a hair can get through. Continuing in the Mishnah, we have what is described today as the enigmatic earth mouse. Listen to the description. Achbar, typically translated as a mouse, shechetzio basa v'chetzio adama. It is half flesh, half dirt, meaning it was in the process of being formed, similar to the embryo in the first case of the Mishnah, and it never quite made it, or it will make it, but hasn't made it yet. Right now, it's still earth in part of it. Hanogea bevasar tame. If you touch the flesh part, that constitutes tuma, I guess because it died. So we're talking about a dead one, not one that's still in progress. And it's really the same as the first case of the Mishnah. The embryo died. Ba'adama, if you touch the earth part of the mouse, of this earth mouse, tahar, your tahar. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Afanagia, ba'adama shekneged habasar tame. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you touch the earth opposite the flesh, however it develops, so the flesh is there and you're touching the earth part, tameh, that's tameh if it's related to the fleshy part, that's considered tameh. Now to understand what's going on here, we naturally go to Rashi. And Rashi says, Yesh min achbar, two lines up from the wide, there is a certain type of, again we'll translate it as a mouse, a certain type, she'ina para varava, it does not multiply in the regular way of male and female, Elo me'atzmo notza me'adama. What is described as spontaneous generation from the earth. Ke'ashpa ha'mesharetzes tola'im. Like a garbage dump that suddenly some sort of worms. Again, the Hebrew, but what we're calling worms, bugs, come up. Now, we have a similar concept in Laws of Shabbos where we're told that kinim, commonly translated as lice, do not multiply from male-female, and therefore they can be killed on Shabbos because they're not regular creatures. And people ask that we know that if the translation is correct and it means lice, we know that lice do come from male-female. And although some answer that maybe our translation is wrong and it's not lice that we're talking about, but others say that because the male-female was regarded as so microscopic that it wasn't seen by the average human being, therefore, it was considered as if it was not male-female generated. In other words, we know that things don't just magically appear. There's something going on with bacteria, with something, some cells, something is happening. And that causes whatever we end up seeing. But because it occurs below our radar screen as humans, Torah wasn't given with a microscope. Torah was given according to ability of a human being to see. So anything that's going to be defined as male-female means we can recognize its male-female qualities. If it's less than that in size, then it's regarded as ka'ashpa ha'mesharetzes tolayim. The garbage dump just spontaneously forms worms. And that's what we're describing over here, that this mouse appears to develop from the ground and forms flesh, and eventually all the dirt comes to flesh if the process is successful. Now, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos writes, Havayas ha'achbar bilvad min ha'adama. The existence, the creation of this mouse, this creature, just from earth, meaning it's not born from an egg, from a male-female birthing process, to the point that you could find it as it's becoming part of it flesh, part of it dirt, and that was the description of the Mishnah. The Rambam says it's a well-known, accepted fact. I can't tell you how many people told me that they've seen it. The Rambam himself did not see it. He did not critique it. He's accepting it because this is what he was told from many people. Says the Rambam, even though the existence of such a creature is bewildering, I can't wrap my head around it. I can't imagine how such a thing could exist. What is this based on? But nevertheless, that's what the Mishnah is describing. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that Rabbi Ami had a conversation with a min, a person who did not believe in resurrection, Sanhedrin Tzadi Aleph, and Rabbi Ami made the following comment, Vim I atamaimin, if you don't believe me, Tzei lebika, go to the valley, Ure'ei Achbar, and you'll see this creature. Shayom chetzi obasa v'chetzi adama, you can see as it develops, it's developing from the earth, which would correlate to coming from decomposition. L'machor hishritz v'nasa kula basar. And if you follow its process, Rashi says over a week or two, you'll see that the entire creature becomes flesh, and I guess, and then it lives regular. So he says, if you want to see Tchias HaMesim somewhere, this is an example of one place that you could see it. It does appear at face value that they actually encountered and were aware of such a thing. The Rambam himself, it's clear, did not encounter it, but he says many people are reporting it, and he was willing to understand the Mishnah in that way. Why is it that we're not familiar with this creature? A variety of reasons could be offered, but one suggestion which was made, which is that maybe Chazal were simply paskening on a creature that they never saw, but was reported to them, and they were paskening on it. And it turns out that it was erroneously reported to them. Maybe the creature doesn't even exist. Maybe it's just a legend. But Chazal were willing to paskin on it, even though they never encountered it. That's a little bit difficult of an approach to use, being that Rav Ami went ahead and instructed this min, go to the valley and you'll witness this. It seems like he was familiar with it. Otherwise, he wouldn't have used a legend to prove something. The min could just as well argue on the legend. I mean, people were just as skeptical then as they are now. Why would we believe that he would use that as a proof? It seems that it existed in the time of Chazal. Whether the reporters to the Rambam were reliable or they were seeing something else, which they thought maybe they were seeing some creature coming out of hibernation. The Rambam says this is what they reported to him. We don't exactly have the critical eye of the Rambam reporting it personally, but it does seem from the Mishnah, even if you want to deflect it and say they paskined on something they didn't see, but certainly from the Gemara in Sanhedrin with Rav Ami, he's telling somebody, here's a way that will make it easier for you to believe in Tchias HaMesim. Watch the process of earth into flesh, and you'll appreciate Tchias HaMesim better. It seems that indeed they were aware of such a creature. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.